Mater Dei Radio invites you to renew your hope and enjoy this reflection from Father Niall O'Riordan, pastor of St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Church in Portland, Oregon.
And so for me, to renew hope in yourself or in renew hope in God, I suppose, the most beautiful way, and from what I've seen from my experience as a priest, is through prayer and the sacraments. You know, when people come broken into confession and they leave totally changed and you have many tears in their eyes, but their heart is totally transformed, then that's also not just hope for a priest, but then you see them coming back every month because they felt this joy of the mercy of God. The greatest way to feel this hope is to seek God's mercy, to seek God's love. And where do you find this? Through prayer and through the sacraments. Because when you think of Our Lady too, she is the mother of hope, and she is the one who never, ever doubted God. Think of Calvary, when Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then, yes, he was allowed to feel this abandonment for a very short moment, probably. But then what did Our Lady feel? But neither of them ever doubted the love of God. And then this intense form of the love of God comes to us in the sacraments. When we think of Holy Confession, Jesus said to Faustina, and if this is not a source of hope, he said, I don't know what is, but he said to Faustina, Saint Faustina, even if you had more sins than there are grains of sand in the world, it is nothing but a drop in the ocean of my mercy. Isn't that incredible to know that even if you had that? Or St. Thérèse of Lisieux said the same, if I had all the sins of all condemned people of all time on my soul, I would never hesitate to run into the arms of my Saviour. Because she said, I know what he said to Mary of Magdala. I know what he said to the Samaritan woman and how he forgave them. And that is why, dear friends, in your life, if you feel the weight of your sins, then take the time and make a beautiful holy confession. Because when you go to confession, Jesus said to St. Faustina, I can take the greatest sinners to the greatest levels of sanctity if they would just trust in my mercy. He said, I am giving you a means in which to achieve this sanctity, and that is trust. Jesus, I trust in you. And when we have this trust and this love for God, because the highest form of love is that you trust. When you love somebody, you trust that person. And that's so pleasing to Jesus, because when you go to Holy Confession, you allow Jesus to use his almighty power on your soul, to work his almighty power on your soul, to the point that he said, there are no sins I cannot forgive. And this should give us hope, no matter what sins, because our sins often is what takes away our hope, what makes us sad, what makes us sometimes depressed, are the sins that we are building up for maybe months, years, decades. And yet, Jesus is waiting in the Holy Confessional. He's waiting there in order to forgive us from this. And like I said before, he not just forgives us our sins, he forgets our sins, and he never speaks about it. We say his only fault is that in Holy Confession, Jesus has a terrible memory because he only remembers the good that you did afterwards. He never remembers the bad. And this is our source of hope. And then, of course, through prayer. When we are with Our Lady, you know, there's a beautiful story about a man called Johann Christian Skin, and he was in a concentration camp, and he said that prayer was this insurmountable barrier, he said, where the evil and the badness of the concentration camp could not overcome this barrier because he was so deep in prayer. And he said he never prayed so well than he did those days in the concentration camp. Because, and this was the prayer, and this especially when we pray the rosary. Think of Don Bosco's expression, through the rosary you can defeat, destroy and conquer all the demons in all of hell. And that is why the rosary, as Mother Teresa said, you are holding the hand of Our Lady. And when we pray the rosary, dear friends, it is truly the umbilical cord to Mary. It is through the rosary that we are holding her hand. It is us united with her. And these are the ways in which to build a hope in our lives, through the sacraments, through prayer, especially with Our Lady.
That was Father Niall O'Riordan, pastor of St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Church in Portland, Oregon. Renew your hope and prayerfully consider joining our vital mission of leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary during Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon.